Catherine Smith, Self-Portrait with Cephalopod and Digitalis Purpurea. Sometimes a girl doesn't need a reason to place a foxglove blossom on her tongue. It's enough to like the idea that the heart could stop because of flowers. It's that or be crushed like Ichthyosaurus in a kraken's grasp by my own sadness, fossilized in unnatural linear patterns, finally measured by the geometry of loss. I don't need another reason to fear the ocean. I already know it could swallow me from the inside if I tried to breathe it in. Everything beautiful is dangerous, and attempting beauty is a risk, like the dress my mom's friend made me for the 8th grade dance. So often things don't hang together the way I imagine. That seafoam bow over my pale, scant breasts looked nothing like the pattern promised. It made my head hurt, knowing how little meets our expectations. So I refused the last dance, and my date left without me. He spent the next 4 years pretending I wasn't there, my shadow scuttling the halls of the high school beside him. Sometimes a girl doesn't need a reason to want to disappear behind the unseen framework of collarbones. I think mine would look lovely in a cephalopod's garden, after she had spit away the sateen straps. Have you ever wondered what's beneath the skin, working? I know so little I wouldn't recognize my own heart if I saw it outside my body. I wouldn't know my own bones, arranged in an ocean bed, an octopus coaxing them to root in the sea floor until their stalks grew thick with mouth-like blooms.